Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Christy Dimitrakis, the president and founder of The Empowered Speaker, a company focused on teaching you the power of dreams and the importance of faith in conquering the fears that limit us. I'm the author of Faith to Conquer Fear, Inspiration to Achieve Your Dreams, and the author of my newest book, Faith to Conquer Fear, The Journey, scheduled to be released in a couple of weeks. And I also host this show, the Faith to Conquer Fear radio show. Now, for those of you who've been listening to me for a couple of weeks, I started a new series called Faith Barriers. In this series, I talk about those situations and circumstances in life that act as barriers to our faith. Each segment discusses a different potential barrier and what God's Word says about how we should manage those barriers. And this week, I want to talk about grief. And this morning, I have a special guest who has experienced personal grief. And I'd like to introduce Kathleen Joyner. Kathleen is a writer, a journaling advocate slash teacher, the editor of my newest book, and my friend. So Kathleen, I want to welcome you to the Faith to Conquer Fear radio show.
Thank you so much, Christy, for having me. I'm very, very honored.
You're very welcome. And, you know, I said we're going to talk about grief, and I have to say that I have not personally had a lot of experience with grief. I've had, you know, some people over the years who have passed away, but I wouldn't say anyone I've been so close to that I've been truly traumatized by it. But I know, you know, you have a different bit of a situation. You had a couple of friends that you were very close to for a long time that you lost in a very short period of time. So what I'd love to do is kind of get the story there, and then and then be able to share with our listeners some of the techniques and tools and things that you relied on to kind of help you get past that grief.
Okay. Well, again, thanks so much for letting me have the platform to do it, because so many times I think grief is something that we don't talk about a lot. A lot of times we don't know what to say, or how to say anything if we know someone is grieving. And so this platform really, I think, is going to encourage people and to affirm others who have gone through grief as well. I actually had two friends of mine that passed last year, pretty close together, and then another close friend of mine who passed in February of this year. So it's good to be able to share their story. First one was Terry. Terry and I had known each other over 20 years, but we really got a chance to reconnect 2 years ago. She came to a workshop that I was speaking at about journaling, and I didn't know she was there until after the workshop. We got a chance to reconnect, but I didn't know that she worked at the company that I was temping at until 2 weeks after that. We got a chance to talk and exchange phone numbers and all of that, and she shared that she was battling her second round of breast cancer. And we didn't have a lot of time together. But one thing about time, that capsule called time, a lot of times we can put empty things into that capsule. But at the end of the day, what matters most is how someone impacts you, how you impact them, how the indelible print that you put on each other's lives. Mm-hmm. So I was so blessed and so fortunate that we got a chance to reconnect, and we got a chance to really solidify our friendship to the point that she was calling me her sister. Mm-hmm. And she encouraged me about everything, and I encouraged her and was very, very sad to, you know, when she did pass in September. And then in October, in October, another friend of mine passed, Linda, and she and I had known each other over 25 years, and we had a good connection from day one. So we walked through a lot of ups and downs together, served on a lot of committees together, and really got a chance to know each other very well. And we stayed close until she passed. Mm-hmm. And then in February, a friend of mine that we'd known each other over 25 years, she passed through cancer. And we had known each other for so long that our kids were good friends because we were good friends. And so it's kind of been passed down through the generations. And that's such a blessing.
Mm-hmm, sure.
That is such a blessing. So her legacy lives on through her kids and my kids' friendship as well. But that's in a nutshell of, you know, who they were. Even though they didn't know each other per se, you know, very well, they all had such a wonderful impact in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm just very blessed to be able to say that, and that our paths crossed on this journey.
You know, you mentioned, I love kind of the tribute that you're paying to your friends. And I know you sent me a link to a testimonial that you wrote for Carrie on her, there's a page called A Time of Refreshment. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
www.timeofrefreshment/testimonials. So you wrote a little tribute to her there. But I think that's the first thing I guess I would say about grief with my limited experience is being able to look back and see the things that that person contributed in life, right? I think if you're like me and a lot of people, you think about what's your legacy going to be.
Yes.
You know, because for those that are left behind, right?
Right.
What is your legacy going to be? And to be able to live your life in such a way that you impact people in a positive way, in a lasting way, that your children can be proud that you were their mom or their dad, or you know, your parents can be proud that you were their son. And, you know, so that's the first thing, as I would say, is being able to look back at someone who is very close to you and see the wonderful things, even though the pain is very deep, just to be able to take a step back and go, but man, I'm glad I had the experience of knowing you. I'd go through this again just to have had that experience of the encouragement and all the value that you added in my life, right?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And it's, I think when the dust settles, after the person has passed and you go through the, whether it's a memorial ceremony or funeral or what have you, you know, when the last person has left and the last piece of fried chicken is gone and, you know, all of that, the Jell-O is gone and all of that, you really have to come to the realization of this is now what reality is. Mm-hmm. And it's a hard pill to swallow. It really is. But that's the part of the process of, you know, of the journey. I mean, there's no taking away from the pain of it and sometimes the anguish of it. But like you said, as you go through it, you look back and you reflect on the times that you had together, what memories you had together, what fun you had together, and even if you argued, but you know, what you argued about and probably sounds real silly at that point, mm-hmm. you know, but mm-hmm. you really do get a chance to look at how fragile life is, number one, and how important having positive people in your life and the legacy that's left. I mean, that's very important.
So Kathleen, tell us about how you managed to cope, right? Because both of these friends are 20 plus years. I mean, that's a lifetime.
Yeah.
For a lot of
yeah.
people, right? How did you manage that grief?
Well, I should have stock in Kleenex because I cried a whole lot. And
yeah, I bet.
I mean, because like you said, you know, 20 years, 25 years, that's a lifetime. Mm-hmm. You know, that's like a generation. And there's so many memories that are made during that time. So that the grief is real. What else helped me was talking it out with friends and being able to articulate what my frustration was, what my sadness was, what my anger was. You know, to me it's like, it's not time. I wasn't ready for you to go. Mm-hmm. I didn't want you to go, mm-hmm. you know. But it's not all about us, you know. It's although our time, I mean, we never want our loved ones to leave. But when they do go, it is good to be able to have a support system. People that you can tell them truly what it is that you're feeling, mm-hmm. and they don't judge you, or you shouldn't say that, or you know, or are you still grieving, or you know, those kinds of things that really hinder your process. And being able to have that person, those people, to be able to tell those things to and know that it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other part is what helped me a lot was being able to write, being able to journal. That helped, oh my gosh, so much, because when you're grieving, your emotions are all over the place. I mean, one minute you're okay, the next minute you could be a puddle on the floor and nobody knows how you got there.
Mm-hmm.
But with the journaling or the writing down, it's a documentation, really, of what you're feeling and what that person meant. So I guess if you want to look at it like in the analogy of being on a journey, that writing down is actually your benchmark on your journey. This is what this person was to me. This is what they meant to me. And whether you journal or whether you put it into a poem or a song or however you display that, that's your benchmark on your journey. And that means so much because of the ups and downs that you're going to feel on that mm-hmm. grief mm-hmm. portion of it. And so having something that is solid or something that is still sure in all the ups and downs is real important to the recovery, actually.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So for, you know, I'm not, I wouldn't say I'm a journaler, if that's the right word. Is that a word?
Yeah, that is a word.
I'm not one who journals.
If not, we just made it up.
We just made it up. I usually do a word a day. But thank you so much for sharing that. And I think, you know, the two things that helped you are the two things that will help many people should they choose to embrace it. And again, as we all live, we will go through some stages of grief at some point in our lives. But the being able to talk to someone, I think, is very, very important. And then the journaling piece, I think that's huge. And sometimes you have to try something new, right? I mean, I'm not a journaler, but new word again. I'm not a journaler, but I know somebody's going to say something about that. But that's okay.
That's okay. That is okay.
It's my show.
One thing about words. Yes, right. I can make up words if I want to.
Oh my gosh! But you know, not to make light of it, for real. But you know, for someone who is going through, that might be something that they need to try.
Yes.
And not there's, I'm sure, you know, if you were teaching someone to journal, there would be a way that you would teach them a process. But sometimes it just doesn't have to be a process. It's just write what you feel and go from there.
Exactly. And that's the biggest, that's the starting point when I do teach about journaling. You start where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You don't worry about judging, I should have been journaling long before and this and that. Start where you are,
right,
and then just go from there. And the other thing I wanted to say too that helped a lot was being in prayer and praying listening to God's voice and reading the Psalms and the different scriptures of hope and for comfort. Because although sometimes it feels like grieving is going to last forever, you know, it doesn't. And as you keep putting one foot forward, that's the progress you're making, even though you don't feel it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
As you keep making little baby steps, you're eventually going to come out of that fog more and more. And so that the prayer really, really helps a lot as well. And writing those prayers down helps as well.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, Kathleen, thank you so much for sharing.
You're so welcome.
Again, this
thank
is
you.
Just one more form of therapy, right, of being able to share your story
and
be able to help others. That's the point of this Faith Barriers series that we've been doing, and that is just to encourage someone to share with people what you know wholeness looks like, right?
Yeah.
And so that's, I think you've definitely shared some important elements today that folks can take away. It's the, you know, sharing your story with others, talking to others. It's journaling or writing, and it's prayer. And I think those three things together are very, very powerful for those who want to get to the other side of grief and live the rest of the life that God has called us to. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much.
We will talk to you the next time around.
Absolutely, absolutely. And until then, just be encouraged. And thank you for having the platform that you do so that so many people can know what they can do to get through the barriers,
mm-hmm.
And then live the life, the abundant life that we're created for.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you all later.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.